Hello and welcome to the meditation, Giving Away Gratitude. Start by finding a comfortable seat in your chair. Allow your body to find the position that is most comfortable for you, preferably with your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and begin to allow your thoughts to turn inward. Let's begin by relaxing, beginning with the top of our head, taking a nice deep breath in. And as we exhale, feel yourself become more centered in your being. Continue to breathe in and out. In and out. Finding a breath that is slow and steady and even and comfortable for you. With each deep breath in, allow yourself to bring in light. And with each breath out, feel the stress or tension in your body begin to melt away. As your breath becomes slow and steady and even, begin to notice the tension in your head begin to relax and melt away. As it moves down through your face, allowing your jaws to unclench. Moving down through the back of your head, perhaps needing to rotate your head a bit as that tension melts. Allowing it to move into your throat and to release any tightness there. Allowing the energy to continue with each breath in and out, move down and relax your body. Sweeping off your shoulders, brushing off your back. Releasing any tension in that heart center. Allowing your arms to rest easy and lax within your lap. Feeling your chest loosen and your belly soften. Feeling your hips relax a bit more into your chair. Feeling your thighs and your knees relax. Feel your calf muscles soften. And finally, feel your feet become soft upon the floor. And with another deep breath in through the crown, draw in that light energy. And as you exhale, feel it move down through your chakra column and out of your feet and into the earth. Allowing you to be a channel between earth and sky. And as you continue to breathe slow and even and steady, allow your thoughts to turn inward as you journey with us. We are very aware that it is a season of gratitude, a season of thanks. And even though the time that we are in is more challenging than normal, we are asked to begin to search for the blessings that we find during this time. We begin to think of things such as we are grateful to have a roof over our heads and food upon our table. Instead of thinking that we must stay at home, we are fortunate enough to be at home. When so many out there must go in and report to high-risk jobs, we are fortunate to stay home with those that we love or to support those who must go out to those jobs when they return home. We began to be grateful for those small things, a soft pillow on which to lay our head, loved ones to come home to, food upon our table, a vehicle, a job, a pet, friends, family. So many have lost so much at this time. Regardless what we may have lost personally, there are still things for us to be grateful for. We allow ourselves and our mind's eye to look at our life and to begin to take stock of those things, finding even the smallest thing to be grateful for. The sun came out today. Our beds and our blankets. The ability to curl up on the couch and watch television. We have electric. We have running water. We have hot showers and flush toilets. So many little things that we take for granted. As we allow ourselves to sit and to feel all of the gratitude that we have, we are reminded that even in the toughest times, that there are gifts within the struggle. When we may feel down, or a bit depressed, or a bit lonely, or a bit frustrated, or a bit angry, we are able to pause our thoughts and to stop and consider those small things which we have, which so many others don't. We begin to look for the opportunity. If we must work from home, we find the opportunity there to get up and stretch whenever we like, to take a moment to see pets or friends or relatives. If we are unemployed, we take time to go within ourselves and to strengthen our spiritual center. We take this time to really plan on what truly serves us and what would be our vision, our passion, or our goal. As we do this, we begin to feel the energy within us swell. As we count those proverbial blessings and gratitudes, the energy builds upon itself, and our heart center becoming stronger and lighter. The energy grows there, magnifies, multiplies. We feel it begin to swell within that heart, and our heart center becomes lighter. Our cares, our concerns, our worries begin to drift just a bit further back. Our heart expands more, and we are allowed and able to feel the light within its source. We are allowed and encouraged to feel the goodness from the blessings that are around us. We are encouraged to feel happy. We are encouraged to feel grateful. And with each thing that we are blessed and grateful for, our energy swells just a bit more, becoming larger than our heart center, stretching out to our shoulders, beginning to stretch down to our belly button, and beginning to stretch up to the top of our head. The sphere of golden light consumes us. But it consumes us in a good way. The light is so strong and so pure, it allows extraneous things to burn out of our auric field and simply dissipate and return to source, to be recycled later into something greater. As the energy flows around us, we feel a warm feeling in that core heart center, our eternal flame that burns deep within us, that soul flame. As it does, we realize that rather than coming from a place of lack, we actually have a surplus of this energy, this lightness of being, this happiness, this joy. And even the idea of possibility and hope. If we are not yet at joy, we allow ourselves to be curious and think, what if? With the surplus of energy, we are encouraged to think of others that could use some extra. We take a moment to think about those around us that may be struggling, that may be hurting, that may be mourning. Mourning those they have lost. Mourning people they may not be able to be around right now. Some of those folks may be entirely on their own. And as we think of those friends and relatives, people we don't even know, places on the planet, animals, we take a moment to take some of our surplus energy and direct it towards them, that they may feel lightened, that their burdens be lessened, and that they too may be curious and begin to look towards hope. Take some of that energy from your center. Have an idea of where you would like to share that energy. Feel it become a ball within your being. See it float out from your center and see it go to the person or place or thing that you visualize. As you do so, you see that situation or person surrounded in that same bright light from source that you were so fortunate to have extra of. You see it encompass their being. You feel it lighten their load just a bit. And you see them begin to turn their eyes upward. Rather than looking down, they may look out or they may look up. It's as if they are feeling the energy that you have sent to them, expecting nothing in return. You take another ball of energy from your being and visualize another person, place, or thing that you would like to send this energy to. And you do this again, allowing that ball of light to drift from your being to gently flow down over them or it. And again you notice they become lighter, or the place or the situation becomes just a bit lighter. Again you call upon those words of curiosity, what if? You take another ball from your being, and you see it float out to yet another person, place, or thing. And again, the ball of light drifts down over their being, again lightening their load, again turning their eyes upward as if towards the sun, or the sky, or the moon. Each of these people, places, or things benefits from you sharing your light. And you notice that although you share this light with others, your personal light is not diminished. In fact, it grows. It is a reminder to us to share this energy often with those who may need it. And each time we do, we are replenished with even more, as if the universe encouraging us to share as much and as often as we can. Especially in this time when so many people, places, and things struggle. Be it plague, be it wildfire, be it political, regardless of what it is, allow that energy to move out and to be shared. Because as we share, the energy builds in all those places, people, and things. They in turn will naturally be encouraged to share their own light with others. And before we know it, a grid of light encompasses the planet, beginning to move us into a place of healing, understanding, and abundance. We are encouraged to remember this and to take time to return to this space often and to share this energy with others. And as we have learned all of these things, we are now reminded that it is time to return to our physical body. We took the energy within us, allowing it to decrease and become smaller, and we tuck it back in to that soul flame, that heart center, for safekeeping, for use at a later time. As we do, we begin to feel the need to move our body. We wiggle within our chairs, and when we are ready, we open our eyes, awake and refreshed, with clear intent on where our next energy will be sent to. As we have so many blessings, we begin to share those with others. We give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks. So mote it be.